Welcome to Icons and Sound, the beauty of Orthodox liturgy. This is Vladimir Morrison, and for the next half hour, I will be your host as we explore the beautiful world of Orthodox liturgical chant and sacred music. This week, the Orthodox Church marks Cheese Fair Sunday, the last day when dairy products are eaten, before the Great Fast or Great and Holy Lent begins. Properly speaking, Lent begins during Forgiveness Sunday Vespers, at the singing of the great prokimenon, "Turn not away thy face from thy child, for I am afflicted. Hear me speedily, draw near unto my soul, and deliver it." As this hymn is being sung, the vestments are changed to Lenten purple, and immediately afterwards the special Lenten melodies begin to be used for litanies and responses. Let us listen now to the Great Prokimenon, sung by the Russian vocal quartet of Nice, France.
Прокинен глазос мой, не отврати лица твоего от отрока твоего, яко скорблю, скоро услыши мя, вон ми души моей избави.
Looking ahead to the services of the first week of Lent, we will now listen to selections from the Great Penitential Canon of St. Andrew of Crete. First, we hear the opening ode, "He is my helper and protector," sung in Church Slavonic by the choir of the Moscow Patriarchate's Publishing Department under the direction of Father Ambrosi. Next, we hear the same hymn, sung in English, to a Carpatho-Russian melody, as adapted by His Grace Bishop Job Osaki. The performers are the Schola Cantorum of St. Peter's in the Loop, under the direction of J. Michael Thompson.
Oh.
In the middle of the great canon, we hear the Kantakian, my soul, arise, why are you sleeping? An admonition to every faithful soul to awaken from its day-to-day complacency and enter upon the path of repentance which leads to salvation. This hymn is sung in traditional Kievan tone 6 by the Orthodox Christian Chorale of Detroit. As each Lenten Compline service draws to a close, the choir sings a set of hymns beginning with the refrain, O Lord of hosts, be with us, for apart from thee we have no other helper in adversity. We hear these hymns sung in a somewhat unusual manner by the choir of the recently resurrected Valam Monastery in Russia. While they sing traditional Russian chant melodies, the monks of Valam add a sustained drone called an eson underneath the melody. This makes their singing sound very similar to the Byzantine style, and points to the common roots underlying the chant of the Greek Byzantine Church and that of the missions they planted many years ago in ancient Rus and other Slavic lands.
Господь сил с нами будет, и ногу боразит тебе, помощников скорбих не имамы. Господи сил, помилуй нас. Господи сил с нами будет, и ногу боразит тебе, помощников скорбих не имамы. Господи сил, помилуй нас. Хвалите Бога во святых Его, хвалите Его во утвержении силы Его. Господи сил с нами будет, и ногу Бо разве Тебе, помощником скорбих не имамы. Господи сил, помилуй нас. Хвалите Его на силах Его, хвалите Его по множеству величествия Его. Господи сил с нами будет, и ногу Бо разве Тебе, помощником скорбих не имамы. Господи сил, помилуй нас. Хвалите Его во гласе трубнем, хвалите Его во псалтире и гусле. Господи сил с нами будет, и ногу Бо разве Тебе, помощником скорбих не имамы. Господи сил, помилуй нас. Хвалите Его в тимпане и лице, хвалите Его во струнах и органе. Господи сил с нами будет, и ногу Бо разве Тебе, помощников скорбих не имамы. Господи сил, помилуй нас. Хвалите Его в кимвалях доброгласных, хвалите Его в кимвалях восклицания. Всякое дыхание дохвалит Господа. Господи сил с нами будет, и ногу Бо разве Тебе, помощников скорбих не имамы. Господи сил, помилуй нас. Хвалите Бога во святых Его, хвалите Его во утвержении силы Его. Господи сил с нами будет, и ногу Бо разве Тебе, помощников скорбих не имамы. Господи сил, помилуй нас. Слава Отцу и Сыну и Святому Духу, Господи, аще небыком святые Твоя, имели молитвенники и благостыню Твою милующую нас. Как осмели быком спаси Пети Тя, Его же славословят непрестанно ангели. Сердце вече пощади души наша.
At the end of the Forgiveness Sunday Vesper service, as the faithful go through the rite of asking each other's forgiveness, it is traditional for the choir to sing Paschal hymns, already anticipating the glorious Feast of Feasts, Christ's resurrection, that will be celebrated 7 weeks later. And so we will end our program today in a similar fashion, by listening to the Paschal Stichira, sung here by the choir of St. Vladimir's Seminary.
Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Today a sacred Paschal is revealed to us, a new and holy Paschal, a mystical Paschal, a Paschal worthy of veneration.
You have been listening to Icons in Sound, the beauty of Orthodox liturgy. If you would like to receive information on how to obtain some of the recordings heard on this program, you may do so by calling 1-800-326-3132. That's 800-326-3132. And ask for program number 3. This is your host, Vladimir Morrison, thanking you for listening and reminding you to tune in again next week at this time for another program of Icons in Sound.